Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to 2 for Tuesday, Tuesday afternoon Facebook Live. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a beautiful California Tuesday afternoon, the 1st of February. Tracy Calvert, good to see you this afternoon. It's good to have any and all of you here on this beautiful 1st of February, 2022. Welcome, everyone. Heather, good to see you. Henry Klauke, good to see you. Erica Anderson, Aaron Knight, welcome, everyone. Haley Turner, so good to see you this afternoon. Lori, good to see you in beautiful Orange County, California. Topic for today's Facebook Live, Cassiopeia, good to see you. Bruce Ryman, good to see you. Topic for today's Facebook Live is very appropriate. It is making amends. It means taking a good look in rigorous honesty at mistakes that have been created, where you can look at mistakes that you've created or other people perhaps have taken advantage of you. They've criticized you. They've singled you out. They've traumatized you. Any multitude of situations, you can practice the law of forgiveness. Now, what that does for you is being able to forgive, it takes away an emotional attachment you have to about a past event, or it lets go of feelings that you have that are lingering. And then there's also the situations that you yourself have done, the businesses that you've sabotaged, the relationships you've sabotaged, the situations that you've put yourself through, the lies you've told yourself about not being good enough, or perhaps the lies you've told other people to protect your ego. So when you step into your power, and that power is being your best self, and you are ready to address the trauma bonds that you've held on to, you're ready to address the feelings that has kept you sabotaging yourself, you're ready to take the lid off the law of the lid, and you move into a state of acceptance. You accept the character defects that you have. You accept the events that happened. You move out of denial and you stop telling yourself, I don't know. I had a really good childhood. And you become real. You become objective. You become open. You become a vessel. You're ready to receive, and you're able to receive content, inspiration, wisdom, and insight from others who perhaps have been there before you and are willing to give you that insight. You're ready to receive it without being sensitive or defensive. And you let go of this edgy edge of being pissed off. You let go of anger, frustration, resentment, and disappointment, and you step into the space of making amends. Amends is a very, very powerful experience if you've ever been ready to address your emotional addictions, your physical addictions, the situations that you've held on to, especially when it comes to resentment. When you hold on to resentment, what you're actually doing is resenting yourself. And that resentment you hold on to is for not being good enough, and you should be further along, and you tell yourself a story, and then you compare yourself to other people. And that resentment also can become jealousy and envy and other situations that keep you in a very angry state of overwhelmed emotions. But when you are ready, when the pain is great enough, when you've suffered enough, when you come to an emotional state of consciousness where you just say to yourself, I can't do this anymore. The pleasure isn't worth the pain. Stacey Harris, good to see you this afternoon. Charles Howell, Debbie Fair, Kayla, good to see all of you. The topic for today's Facebook Live is amends. And what does it actually mean to create an amend, to make an amend? It means you're able to ask for forgiveness, and you're able to apologize without an excuse and a story. You're able to either do it through the universe, do it through a letter, do it through a meditation, do it through a phone call, a text, whatever it is, you begin to let go of resentment you have for other people, guilt you've had for situations, and shame you've held for yourself. And this is a very powerful experience because it begins to set you free. It begins to take off these secrets that you've held on to and the resentment you hold on to. It allows you to free the space in consciousness. It opens the vessel. It opens the door. It opens the pathway. And it puts you in the law of least resistance. When you hold on to situations, like you don't want to let go of that resentment you have for that person because they wronged you, they shamed you, they guilted you, they violated you, the ego wants to hold on to that because the ego wants to be right. When you start to create peace with yourself and you can breathe and release and you're no longer consumed with being right and you would much rather be an ambassador of change rather than a person who lives in overwhelmed anger and frustration and resentment, when you step into that power and you start to make amends, it's a very, very powerful experience. I remember very early in my own recovery, there was a woman from my past who was the first person that I ever met who got clean and sober. Well, my friends and I used to talk about her. We would say, oh, she can't hold her liquor. I can't believe it. And then we would say bad things about her. When I became clean and sober in 1988, as I started going through the 12-step program, she was the first person I reached out to and made amends to. Well, today she has 35 years of sobriety. She sponsored hundreds of people in her career and is absolutely a woman who has been an influencer and affluencer in the recovery process. And that was the first amend I ever made. Over the next 33 years, I started practicing that and started to understand that an apology with an excuse is just another lie. And as I started to create amends with people and started to ask for forgiveness, I learned how to do it without a story around it, without making up a story of, oh, you have no idea what I've been through. You know, I'm really sorry, but it was a really challenging year. And to that, you know, it was the year of the market crash. And so, that's just a story. An amend is what it is. It's you're mending. And amen, it's like you're crossing a bridge, seeing if the person is available to receive an amend. In an amend, not everyone is receptive. There are going to be people who are still going to dislike you for the things you did or didn't do. There are going to be people who still hold you resentful for their feelings, and that's also part of making an amend. You're not responsible for the outcome. You're responsible for the amend. And once you begin to create the amend, and you create the amends without an attachment called non-attachment. Being non-attached allows you to fully participate without any expectation or an outcome. And that's why making an amend is so important to recovery, sobriety, and consciousness, because it begins to allow you to take off the energy you've held on to about whatever the situation or circumstance was, and allows you to free that emotional space up so you create a new space called allow. And as you begin to make peace with your past and the people that you've lied to, taken advantage of, or whatever it is you've done, and you feel that you owe them an amend, you can either do it in person, you can do it through Messenger, you can do it through a phone call, you can do it through a letter, you can do it through email, or you can also do it through the universe. And through the universe, as you begin to pray for someone, you ask for forgiveness for the situation, or you forgive them for what they did to you. And in that amend, as you begin to amend the situation, that doesn't necessarily mean the relationship is going to heal, but you will, provided you're doing this without any attachment. But if you do this with an attachment, thinking there's going to be some magical, mystical reunion, then what you've done is just set yourself up for disappointment again. Making an amend is clear in consciousness in a non-attached state where you're seeking to let go of feelings you've had, asking for forgiveness, while also being grateful in this process that you understand that this is a component of letting go. And as you begin to make more and more amends with people in the situations you've done or that the people have done to you, it begins to free space up for you. And that space that frees up is called consciousness. And so if you don't accept someone's apology because you want to hold on to it, well, that's on you, because that's your own rejection issue. That's your own resentment. You don't have to like someone, but do your best to humbly, in humility, be able to let someone make an amend to you. Now, once again, if they go into a long story and they're telling you a story, then that could be an opportunity for you to thank them and then exit the conversation. But you have to, on a one-on-one basis, you're able to assess these situations and have a better understanding of why we do what we do. And as you begin to create this in forgiveness, you become an ambassador of change. You begin to let go. You're creating space in your own universe. And this is what changes your law of attraction. It changes the law of the lid. It allows you to have a much better understanding of why people do what they do and why you do what you do. and that just creates so much more energy for you. When you're in your head all day processing and thinking and trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened, you're trying to control people and control situations, you're exhausting yourself. As you begin to make amends for all the times you procrastinated and avoided, that's one of the most significant amends you can create for yourself is just how much time you wasted being an addict, how much time you spent in your head, how much time you spent avoiding your own success, how much time you try to control an outcome that hasn't happened. As you begin to make amends for that and begin to let go, it shifts your energy. It changes your feelings. It can actually begin to absolutely heal some of the trauma bonds you've held on to. It can heal mind-body connections, prostate issues, bladder issues can begin to change. The lower lumbars that we tend to hold on L4 on the right and left side of our body, the old pain that we set on our tailbone can begin to dissipate, and our low back problems can begin to change. And the more that we have a better understanding of this, and the grinding that we have in our teeth, the clenched jaw that we have from all the pressure we've put on ourselves for not being good enough. Factor who someone in your life is that put pressure on you as you're growing up. As you start to let go of the people who criticized you, put pressure on you, traumatized you, continue to reinforce over and over that you're not good enough, and you have a better understanding of that whole circumstance, that whole situation, and you're able to reflect on it and see the effect it had on you and the effect you may have given them or whatever the situation is, as you have a better understanding of how these events have shaped your feelings, and you're in a committed state of rigorous honesty and acceptance where you can accept this happened and I'm willing to let go of it. And as you begin to really look at these situations on a one-on-one basis on how they've affected you, and you're committed to letting go of these feelings, then it allows you to stop thinking and processing. A large percent of society has challenges articulating their feelings, not because they have a speech impediment or not because they have a palate or a cleft in their palate, or not because they have ADD or ADHD. A lot of these challenges that people encounter is how much processing, thinking, and analyzing they do, and how they stop and start in a sentence. As you begin to forgive, let go, and let go of your resentment, and create the amends that are so important to creating the goodwill and the ambassadorship that you're capable of creating. As you let go of the drama and chaos that other people want to instill upon you, as you let go of your own drama and chaos, as you begin to look in, as you become an ambassador of your own change and start to really understand why you do what you do, once again, it begins to free you up. It's amazing what can happen to you. And then the term, they show up like this. I mean, opportunities avail themselves. A parking space is available. A new teammate shows up, a soulmate shows up, a vendor, a contractor. These are when miracles happen. And the miracle is in you because you're letting go. And that's why forgiveness, amends, and acceptance becomes the trifecta of letting go. And it becomes that real cornerstone on the corner of the building you're building, the foundation and the structure of consciousness, as you start to forgive and create amends in a level of acceptance so you're not in denial. As you begin to do this and become rigorously honest without being critical. Now, this is the key component. You can actually be honest without being critical. You can admit that you spent a whole day in your head. Or you can admit that you spent a whole day avoiding such a situation, and you can do this and reflect on it without being critical, and that you can make an amend to yourself over that. And you can commit and promise yourself that you won't do this tomorrow when you go to bed tonight. You can commit to this amend. And many people, when it comes to amends in real recovery, many times will avoid it because they're worried about the outcome. Oh, I can't go to that person. Oh, the things I did, oh, there's no way. Well, that's the ego's way of holding on so that the letting go isn't facilitated. And that's the ego that holds on to the shame that binds the neurological network of neurons and wire that fire that creates the apathy. Apathy is the lowest level of energy that that we hold on to. And we tend to hold on to that because of how anxious we are about the responsibility of letting go, the responsibility of being successful, the responsibility of being our best self. It's not fear that we avoid, it's success because we're not sure if we can control it. And when you let go of being in control of out of control, you're letting go of control. And when you understand there is nothing to control and there is no pressure you're under, and you have a better understanding that a lot of what you do is a direct reflection of the stories you hold on to based on events that are unresolved. As you go through a process of letting go of events and people and move into a more non-attached state, and you stop focusing on the worst case scenario, and you focus on the solution, you focus on the results, you focus on who you can be today. Cassie just said the fear of performing. That's correct. Scott Lucas said good afternoon to everyone. And Jim Teekip is watching us from Iowa. Jim, good to see you this afternoon. The topic for today's Facebook Live is on amends. Creating amends is a skill. And once again, many people avoid this because of their anxiety about upsetting one, their anxiety about getting called out, their anxiety about someone getting upset with them for recontacting them. But you can make amends personally, or you can make amends through the universe. But the real skill in this is to do it. And the more that you do this, the more that you look at the people that hurt you, the people that you hurt, the lies you told, the events that you created, the drama you created, the chaos that you created, the turmoil, whatever the situation is, the more that you become rigorously honest about these situations and you become honest with yourself, you are stepping into higher consciousness. And that higher consciousness moves you into a state of understanding, knowing, being aware. I can look back in my career and see the minefields that I've created and the sabotages and the relationships I've sabotaged because my ego would get in my way of success. And I would want to be right too many times. Well, I've done my best to go back and make amends with the people that I know that deserve that amend from me. I may not make it to them personally, but I definitely can ask for forgiveness from a people. Here's some just key skills in making amends. And you can just start with 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Look at 5 events that you know that you absolutely sabotaged. Look at 5 people who you know that you created conflict with, or a few people that you know that you had a direct reflection of an outcome because your ego got in the way. Look at people that you know that you lost your composure with, and you use the MF word or the F word in any multitude of situations. Or look at people that you've been way too sensitive and defensive. They've actually been trying to assist you, but your ego got in the way of that. I mean, this is what an amend is. You can actually create an amend. But once again, an amend is forgiveness without a story. If you create an amend, if you're making an amend, but you tell a story in the amend and you're creating an excuse out of it, that's not an amend. That's another well-planned lie. And as you begin to really create these amends, when you tell your significant other that you say, look, I'm ready to fully address my responsibility in the chaos in our marriage. I'm ready to fully address the drama that I've created because my ego has gotten in the way. And then when you're creating amends, you're letting go of your sensitivity, your defensiveness, your desire to be right, all the repressed pain you've held on to, the pissed off, violated feelings that you hold on to. And even though you have that edge and you fucking know that you're good enough, but yet you don't know, you know, but you don't know. And that's when it's amend time, because someone in your life traumatized you. You don't even have to know who it is, but most of you know who it is. And there's someone that in your life that you were just never good enough for, and they held it over your head. And no matter what you did, it was never good enough. That's the person that requires amends. And then you require amends for how many times you sabotage yourself to try and prove that person right or prove them wrong. And then you end up overwhelming yourself, procrastinating, avoiding, or actually you get in the mix of it and you try and stir it up. And then instead of stirring it up, you screw it up. And as you begin to have a better understanding of the power of an amend and what that does for you, it absolutely liberates you. And you can feel it in your body. You can feel it in your bladder. You can feel it in your menstrual cycle. You can feel it in your gut. You can feel it in your prostate. You can definitely feel it in your lumbar, and you can feel it in your coccyx, which is your tailbone. And we tend to set on old pain. And for those of you who have that edge, you know you have that edge. You have that edgy edge, and you have that edge that you know you could have been a contender. You know you could have been an Ivy League performer. You know you could have made it to the Naval Academy, the Military Academy. But whatever happened, you sabotaged yourself. That was me. I completely sabotaged my athletic career. I walked on to a junior college basketball. I went to a junior college, walked on and made the squad. But I had such a chip on my shoulder left over from my high school era that I blamed the coach for benching me. And the reality was that I was smoking pot 7 days a week, using a methamphetamine back in the day called White Crosses. And in today's world, they're called Adderall. I was dealing drugs, selling drugs. I was out 7 nights a week looking for what I should have been looking for. And then I'd show up at practice so fucked up and half-assed that I'd try and just pull it off on talent alone. And I was one of the best jump shooters on the team, but I was the worst asset to that team. And I was the guy that sat on the end of the bench and undermined the team. That coach's name was Walt Stanton. And I used to do drugs with both of his sons. And we used to sit around and talk about him. And later in my life, I made an amend to him. And I absolutely sabotaged that career to prove that it wasn't good enough. That's what an amend is, when you can absolutely be honest with yourself and start to get really clear on how you've sabotaged yourself, relationships, and other situations because you would rather be right than rich, or you would rather be right than prosperous, or you would rather be right and righteousness than you would be prosperous. And when you can really look at that, it's so liberating. It doesn't matter whether you're 16 or 61, because when you start to make amends, it lifts so much pressure off of you. It begins to allow you to really let go, so you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling. So I highly recommend that you take a look at the book 12 Steps and 12 Traditions. Aaron Knight, Scott Lucas, and myself host a sobriety consciousness every Sunday night. We would love to have you. Thank you, Dana. Dana Seving, forgive yourself. Thank you for all the great content here. Aaron, thank you for saying that. James, thank you for commenting. Dana, thank you. Cassie, Stacy, so good to see you here this afternoon. James Pryor, James said it's Groundhog Day. That is amazing. Thank you, James, for pointing that out. Being right is right out to the curb. That is correct. Lisa Zaretsky, good to see you this afternoon. Honored to be your coach and friend. Lisa, Faye Pazanza, love you. Alicia, so good to see you this afternoon. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to go do a little prospecting myself. So have a great afternoon, everyone. I'll be back here late tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific. Thank you, Dana. That is first-class content. I want you to know how much I appreciate you. And in today's world of people want to shame us and guilt us and want to make us wrong, it's so good to have people like you in my life. It's just so awesome to have so many good clients and great people in my life. I'm so grateful. Have a great afternoon, everyone.